strongest person in the room is the one who stays calm when everyone else loses control. How to never get angry or bothered by anyone. It's not just an idea, it's a skill, a mindset. And once you learn it, your entire life changes. Think about how much energy you lose every time someone annoys you. How often you let someone's bad mood ruin your focus. How many moments you've wasted replaying arguments that should have ended in seconds. This isn't about pretending things don't affect you. This is about becoming so clear, so steady, so disciplined that nothing pulls you out of character. You'll learn how to stop reacting, how to take control of your emotions, and how to hold on to your peace in situations that used to break you. These lessons are simple, powerful, and built for real life, not theory. If you're ready to lead your day instead of getting dragged through it by people's behavior, this is the mindset you need. Let's get into it. Chapter 1. Control your space so people can't disturb it. You've got to learn how to take charge of your own space. I'm talking about your mental space, your emotional space, your personal space. Because if you don't take control of it, someone else will. And when someone else starts running your space, your peace disappears. Your patience wears thin. Your emotions get pushed around. And then you feel like life is something that just happens to you, instead of something you live on purpose. You were never designed to live like that. You see, peace doesn't come from the outside. It doesn't come from people being nice to you. It doesn't come from the world going your way. It comes from what you allow into your space and what you refuse to entertain. That's a decision you've got to make every single day. Someone says something rude to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to let it sit in your head all day? Are you going to let it ruin your morning, your work, your evening, your sleep? That's your space. You're giving up your peace to a careless word. Think about that. Every time you react without thinking, you're handing over control of your space to someone else. And most of the time, they don't even know they've done it. They walk away and forget. You're the one who suffers. You've got to train yourself to be the one in charge. You've got to learn to say, "This is my day, and no one gets to ruin it but me." And you've got to mean it. That's what real strength is. Real strength isn't yelling. It isn't getting in the last word. It's staying steady when people try to shake you. It's standing firm when life gets loud. You've got to start each morning deciding how you want to feel. That might sound small, but it's big. When you wake up and say, "I'm going to stay calm no matter what today," you're already in control. Now that doesn't mean nothing will test you. It will. But when you've already chosen peace before anything happens, you're ahead of it. You've also got to learn how to create quiet inside. Sometimes the noise isn't even from people. It's from your own thoughts. It's from overthinking. From replaying conversations, from trying to fix what someone else did. And you know what? That's exhausting. So take your space back. Stop living in the past and dragging it into your now. The moment you catch yourself going down that road, stop and pull yourself back. You're not going to find peace looking backwards, and you're not going to grow if you keep letting other people plant weeds in your mind. Protecting your space also means you've got to be careful who gets close to you. Some people don't bring peace, they bring conflict. They bring stress. And here's the truth. You don't owe anyone unlimited access to your life. You don't have to keep explaining yourself to people who don't listen. You don't have to keep giving chances to people who keep taking your energy. Boundaries are not a sign of weakness. They're a sign that you finally understand how valuable your peace really is. Now, I'm not saying shut people out. I'm saying be smart. Be aware of who lifts you and who drains you. Be aware of how you feel after certain conversations. Do you feel stronger? Do you feel lighter? Or do you walk away frustrated, bitter, or tired? That's a clue. You've got to make choices that protect your mind, your energy, and your heart. And don't just protect your space from others. Protect it from your own bad habits. Wasting time, scrolling too much, complaining, talking about people, saying yes when you really mean no. Those are all things that weaken your peace. You can't say you want to feel better and then keep doing the things that wear you down. Growth means making hard choices. It means turning the phone off. It means saying no to things that don't help you. It means putting your peace first. Here's what happens when you do that. People start to notice, not because you make a show of it, but because they can feel it. You walk into a room differently when you're not carrying the weight of other people's drama. You speak differently when you're not trying to defend yourself all the time. You move through life smoother because you're not letting every bump in the road shake you to your core. Some people are going to misunderstand that. That's okay. Let them. They might say you've changed. Good. That's the whole point. Change is the price of peace. You can't grow into your best self while keeping every old piece of your life the same. So here's what I want you to do. Start taking back your space, one day at a time, one conversation at a time, one decision at a time. Before you walk into a room, pause and remind yourself, I get to decide how I respond. Before you check your phone, remind yourself, I don't have to invite stress into my mind. Before you open your mouth, remind yourself, peace is more powerful than proving a point. It's not easy at first. You'll slip. You'll catch yourself getting pulled in again. But the more you practice, the stronger you get. The more you protect your space, the clearer you think. The better you sleep, the more energy you have, and the less angry or bothered you feel, because your peace isn't up for grabs anymore. That's when you become the kind of person people respect. Not because you shout, but because you don't have to. Not because you always win the argument, but because you don't need to argue. You're focused on your direction, not their drama. You're walking your own path. And nothing bothers a peaceful person more than being dragged into what doesn't belong to them. So start today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Start now. Start with the next thing that tries to upset you. Don't react. Breathe. Remind yourself, this is my space, and I choose how I feel in it. That's power. That's freedom. That's how you stop getting angry or bothered by anyone. And that's how you become someone who lives with peace, no matter what's happening around you. Chapter 2. Build mental distance when someone acts difficult again. When someone starts acting difficult, your first instinct might be to push back. Maybe you feel disrespected. Maybe they're being rude or unreasonable. Maybe they're trying to control the situation or control you, and your emotions start to rise. That frustration builds up inside. But here's the truth. If you don't build some mental space between you and that behavior, it'll pull you into a place you don't want to go. That's when you lose your control, and that's when they win, not because they were right, but because they got to you. That's the part you need to fix, not them, but how you handle it. You see, not everyone is going to act right. Some people live their whole lives blaming, criticizing, or complaining. They are used to creating tension. That's their comfort zone. And if you're not careful, they'll try to pull you into it. But you don't belong there. You're not supposed to carry their energy or fix their attitude. You're not here to match their chaos. You're here to build a mindset strong enough to rise above it. Mental distance is a skill. It's not ignoring people, it's understanding that their actions don't deserve your peace. It's stepping back in your mind before you step forward with your reaction. Most people don't do that. Most people react the moment something hits them. But if you want to stay strong and calm, you've got to slow down on purpose. When someone says something irritating, Don't answer right away. Give yourself 3 seconds to decide who's in control, you or your emotions. Take a step back inside your head and ask yourself, is this really worth my energy? If the answer is no, then let it pass. You're not weak for walking away from unnecessary tension. You're smart. You're training your mind not to give everything your attention. That's maturity. You're not letting people live rent-free in your mind. You're not replaying what they said over and over. You're not wasting the rest of your day reacting to a moment that didn't need your full energy. When you build that mental space, you give yourself time to think clearly. You're not clouded by emotion. You're not guessing what to do. You're deciding. That's where your power is, in the pause. And that pause is where real strength grows. It's not about holding in anger. It's about rising above triggers that used to pull you down. That's the goal, to stop giving difficult people access to your emotional state. Some people test your patience not because they have a plan, but because they don't have peace. You've got to stop trying to change them. Stop trying to convince them to be better. That's their work, not yours. Your job is to stay focused on your path and protect your energy from being drained by things that have nothing to do with your purpose. You don't owe a response to every opinion. You don't need to defend yourself to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. It's not about pretending people don't affect you. It's about growing to the point where their behavior no longer shifts your state. That takes practice. That takes discipline. Every time someone is rude, you have a choice. You can let it control you, or you can create distance in your mind. That mental distance is what keeps you grounded. You might still hear what they say, but you don't let it enter your system. You don't absorb it. You don't take it personally. You see it for what it is. Someone else's issue trying to land on your peace. Not every comment needs your reply. Not every mood needs your reaction. Just because someone's upset doesn't mean you have to be. If they're loud, stay quiet. If they're demanding, stay focused. If they're careless with their words, be careful with yours. That's how you create distance. You don't become them, you become more of you. And that's how you win. By staying centered when everything else wants to pull you off balance. Building mental distance also means checking in with yourself throughout the day. If something bothered you, don't just keep moving like it didn't. Pause and ask yourself why it got to you. What did it touch? What are you holding on to that made that moment sting a little more than it should have? Awareness is what creates distance. Once you understand the pattern, you can break it. You can catch it before it catches you. That distance is where peace lives. That's where growth happens. You can't grow if you're tangled up in someone else's emotions all the time. You need space in your mind to think, to reflect, to focus on what matters. And the more space you create, the more you'll notice how often people around you live in reaction mode. You'll start to see how often they argue over nothing, how easily they snap, how much of their energy goes into defending their ego. And that's when you realize staying calm is not weakness, it's wisdom. You'll get stronger at this. At first, it feels unnatural. You might feel like you're backing down, but you're not backing down. You're choosing the higher road. And every time you choose that, you grow. You become the kind of person people can't shake. You walk into the same places, deal with the same people, but you don't respond the same way anymore. That's transformation. That's power. Even when someone tries to corner you emotionally, you stay clear. You don't need revenge. You don't need to teach them a lesson. Life does that already. Your job is to keep your focus, keep your discipline, and protect your mindset. You don't have to prove anything. Just don't lose yourself trying to manage what someone else refuses to fix in themselves. And when you catch yourself starting to get pulled into someone's bad attitude or toxic behavior, just pause. You remind yourself, you've done the work, you're not going back. You're not here to match their level. You're here to lead yourself better. That's how you stay free from their grip. You build that distance, you keep that peace, and you walk away stronger every time. This is not a one-time thing, it's daily work. Every single day you'll deal with people who test your limits, but with time, you'll stop seeing them as threats. You'll see them as reminders of how far you've come. Because you're not controlled by them anymore. You've created space between what happens and how you feel. You've created space between what someone says and how you respond. And that space, that gap, is everything. That's where your growth lives. That's where your power begins. So build it, defend it, make it a part of who you are. Because the day you master that space is the day no one can shake you. You live on your terms. You stay clear, you stay grand, you never let a difficult person take away what you worked so hard to build inside. Chapter 3. Slow your thoughts before your anger takes over. Anger doesn't just show up, it builds. It starts with a moment, a comment, a look, a tone. And before you know it, your mind is racing, your body's tense, and your voice gets sharp. But the truth is, it's not that moment that creates the anger. It's what you do with your thoughts right after it. That's the part most people miss. They think it's the situation that made them angry, but it's the speed of their thoughts. It's how quickly the mind runs toward judgment, assumption, defense, and reaction. And if you don't slow that process down, your emotions will drive everything. You won't be in control. They will. You've got to develop a habit of slowing your thinking before your feelings take the lead. That means catching the thought before it turns into emotion. You feel the heat rising in your chest. You feel the pressure building in your voice. But instead of letting it spill out, you stop. You recognize it. You breathe. You ground yourself. Because when you take that pause, you give yourself power. And when you don't, you give it away. Most people don't realize how fast their thoughts move when they're under pressure. They get a message they don't like and their mind goes straight to defense. Someone interrupts them and their mind instantly builds a case. Someone criticizes them and the brain rushes to justify, to argue, to prove. But in that rush, logic disappears. Clarity disappears. Peace disappears. The moment becomes about reaction instead of reason. And that's when things spiral. It only takes 1 second to shift everything, 1 second to go from calm to chaos. But it also takes 1 second to stop it. That second is your power. That moment when you say, wait, let me think before I speak. That decision creates a gap. And in that gap, you regain control of your emotions. That's where your growth lives. That's the difference between losing your temper and choosing your response. You don't become stronger by ignoring your feelings. You become stronger by managing them. And that starts in your mind. You've got to talk to yourself in those heated moments. You've got to be the one voice in your head that says, "Don't rush this." You've got to remind yourself that your peace is more important than your pride. You've got to remember that nothing good ever comes from reacting too fast. Think about the last time you got angry quickly. How long did it take before regret showed up? How long before you wished you said less or walked away sooner? That's what happens when thought is skipped. You can't take back your words once they're out. You can't undo the tension once it's created. But you can prevent it. You can slow the fire before it burns your peace. You've also got to become aware of the kind of thoughts that fuel your anger. Most of the time, it's not even the situation. It's what you think it means. Someone doesn't reply to your message, and you think they're ignoring you. Someone walks past without saying anything, and you assume they're upset. Someone disagrees with you, and you take it as an attack. These thoughts move fast. They come in without knocking, but if you never question them, they drive how you feel. They create stories in your head that may not be true, but they feel real, and those stories lead to frustration, stress, and disconnection. To slow your anger, you have to slow your story. Don't just believe the first thing your mind tells you. Ask yourself, is this true? Do I know the full picture? Is this worth losing my calm? That questioning slows everything down. It brings you back into control. It reminds you that you don't have to react to every thought. You can let it pass. You can choose not to give it energy. That's real strength. Another way to slow your thoughts is to slow your breathing. Your mind and your breath are connected. When your mind rushes, your breathing speeds up. When you slow your breath, your mind follows. So when you feel tension building, pause and take a deep breath. Just one. That one breath buys you time. It gives you space. It helps you choose a better response. You've also got to learn to recognize your personal warning signs. Everyone has them. For some, it's clenching fists. For others, it's a tight jaw or rapid heartbeat. Learn yours. Be honest with yourself. The sooner you notice, the sooner you can act. The earlier you catch the shift, the easier it is to pull yourself back before it goes too far. And don't beat yourself up when you slip. Everyone does. What matters is that you catch it faster next time. Progress isn't about never feeling anger. It's about not letting it run your life. You're allowed to feel. But feelings aren't instructions. They're signals. They don't have to control your next move unless you let them. So learn to feel without reacting. Learn to observe without absorbing. That's where real emotional mastery begins. One thing that helps is writing things down. When your thoughts feel like a storm, put them on paper. Seeing them slows them. It separates you from the chaos. It gives your mind space to breathe. Some of the things that felt huge in your head will shrink when you see them written. That's the power of slowing things down. You realize most things don't deserve a big reaction. Also, avoid environments that speed you up. Fast arguments, aggressive people, loud spaces. These all raise your mental speed. They make it harder to stay clear. So protect your space. Choose where you go. Choose who you let close. Not everyone deserves access to your calm. Not everyone deserves a seat at your table. You've got to keep your energy clear to think clearly. And finally, remember this. You are not your anger. You are not your worst moment. You are not the quick reaction that slipped out. You're the person who's working to grow. You're the one learning how to slow down, how to stay grounded, how to lead your mind instead of being led by it. That journey is powerful. That journey is real. And it starts with one habit: pausing before you react. Every day gives you another chance to get better at it. Every challenge is an opportunity to practice. So the next time something pushes your buttons, don't rush to fix it or fight it. Step back, slow down, breathe. Ask yourself, what matters more, being right or staying calm? Choose calm, and in that moment, you'll see just how strong you really are. Chapter 4. Keep your focus on what actually matters now. Most people go through their day distracted. Not because there's nothing important to do, but because they allow unimportant things to steal their attention. Their mind keeps jumping from one thought to another. They replay past conversations. They worry about things that haven't happened yet. They let one negative person affect their entire mood. And what happens? The day slips by, their energy gets drained, their focus gets broken, and the things that actually matter, their peace, their progress, their purpose, get ignored. That's the real cost of letting your mind wander too far from the present moment. You have to learn how to stay locked into what actually matters right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not what someone else is doing, right now. The present moment is the only place you have power. That's where life is happening. That's where your choices exist. And if you're not grounded in that, you'll keep reacting to everything that doesn't even deserve your time. You'll get upset over things that don't need a response. You'll chase distractions. You'll waste hours. And you'll end the day feeling like you were busy, but not better. What matters right now is what you can control. That means your attitude, your effort, your direction. You can't control what someone else thinks. You can't control what they say behind your back. You can't fix the past. And you can't predict every outcome. But you can choose how you show up today. You can decide what gets your energy. You can narrow your focus on the things that move your life forward. If you want peace, you need clarity. And clarity only comes when you stop paying attention to noise. The noise of other people's problems, the noise of social media arguments, the noise of fear and doubt. If you keep feeding your mind with everything that doesn't serve you, you'll keep living in emotional survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, you can't think straight. You can't focus. You can't build anything meaningful. You're just reacting. And life isn't meant to be lived in constant reaction. It's meant to be lived with intention. So how do you focus on what matters? First, you've got to know what matters. You've got to take an honest look at your priorities. Are you spending your time on things that are helping you grow? Or are you pouring your attention into things that only leave you stressed, tired, or empty? Ask yourself that question daily, because your focus will shape your future. If you give your time to problems that don't belong to you, you won't have enough left for your own goals. If you keep watching people instead of working on yourself, you'll keep wondering why nothing is changing. There's power in deciding that not everything deserves your attention. Not every argument needs your voice. Not every invitation needs your yes. Not every opinion needs your correction. That's not being cold. That's being focused. That's saying, I know where I'm going and I won't get sidetracked. Because there are people out there who want to see you distracted. They'll push your buttons. They'll waste your time. They'll try to pull you into emotional situations that go nowhere. And if you're not locked in on what matters, you'll fall for it. You'll give up your calm just to prove a point. You'll trade your direction for temporary validation. That's why you need to be brutally honest with yourself. Every hour counts. Every moment matters. You're either feeding your future or wasting your energy. So when your attention starts drifting, pull it back. When you catch yourself overthinking something that doesn't matter, stop it. When you notice you're giving time to things that don't give anything back to you, cut them off. Focus is a discipline. It doesn't happen automatically. You train it. You protect it. Start small. Each morning, ask yourself, what's one thing I need to do today that will actually improve my life? Not five things, not ten. One meaningful step. One priority that deserves your best energy. Then block everything else out while you do it. Turn your phone off. Say no to distractions. Give that one task your full attention. That practice alone can shift your life. Because most people are trying to do everything at once and end up doing nothing well. But if you learn how to direct all your energy into the right thing at the right time, you move faster, think clearer, and feel stronger. Another way to stay focused is to stop chasing closure from things that no longer matter. That old argument, that unresolved conversation, that person who left without an explanation. You keep thinking about it, hoping it will make sense. But some things were never meant to make sense. They were meant to teach you. Take the lesson and move forward. Your energy is too valuable to be stuck in the past. You've got things to build. You've got goals to chase. You've got a life to live. And none of that happens if your head is somewhere else. When you keep your focus on what actually matters, you'll notice you get less angry. You won't be easily thrown off. Because you'll know that your time is too limited to waste on petty things. You'll feel less drained by people's opinions, because your attention won't be sitting in their hands. You'll stop needing everyone to agree with you, because you'll be too busy living your truth. That's the kind of mindset that creates real progress. Not noisy, not emotional, just clear and consistent. And let me tell you, this level of focus makes you feel alive. When your mind isn't running in circles, when you're not replaying the past or worrying about the next problem, when you're present, when you're doing things that matter. That's when you start to feel fulfilled, not because everything is perfect, but because you're in control of your time, your mind, and your direction. That's when you feel proud. That's when you feel strong. So don't let your attention go wherever it wants. Direct it, train it, discipline it. Ask yourself throughout the day, is this helping me or hurting me? Is this moving me forward or holding me back? If it's not helping, it's hurting. If it's not building, it's breaking. And if it's not adding peace to your life, it doesn't belong. This is your time. This is your season. You don't get to repeat today. Make it count. Stay grounded. Stay present. Stay sharp. Give your best to what truly matters. And stop giving the rest even a second of your mind. That's how you rise. That's how you protect your energy. That's how you keep growing. And that's how you take your life to a level where nothing small can pull you down. Chapter 5. Protect your peace like it truly matters now. Peace isn't something that just shows up. Peace is something you protect. You guard it. You defend it like it actually matters. Because it does. The quality of your life depends on how well you protect your peace. And yet, most people give it away without even noticing. They hand it over to situations they can't change, to people who don't care, to arguments that go nowhere, and to thoughts that lead to stress instead of solutions. If you don't start treating your peace like it's the most valuable part of your life, you'll always feel like you're one step away from being overwhelmed. Peace is not silence. It's not avoiding conflict. It's not pretending to be okay when you're not. Peace is clarity. Peace is being able to go through the day without feeling pulled in every direction. Peace is staying level when the world tries to shake you. And protecting it doesn't mean shutting everything out. It means deciding what's worth letting in. That decision must be made on purpose, every single day. There will always be people who test you. They'll try to push your buttons. They'll bring drama. They'll complain. They'll act like their problems are yours to fix. And if you don't have clear boundaries in your life, you'll start carrying emotions that don't even belong to you. You'll start reacting to things that shouldn't matter. You'll feel drained, frustrated, even resentful, not because of one moment, but because you let it get too close. That's why you need to protect your peace. Not when it's easy, but especially when it's difficult. Protecting your peace means being honest with yourself about what hurts you, what confuses you, what slows you down, and what brings you back to who you are. It means not pretending you're fine while letting things pile up inside. It means having the courage to walk away from what doesn't feel right, even if it's familiar. Because familiarity is not peace. Sometimes the things you're used to are the same things that are keeping you stuck. You've got to start asking yourself, does this protect my peace, or does this disturb it? That's a filter you can use for decisions, conversations, and even relationships. Some people bring more stress than support. Some situations give more confusion than clarity. And some habits are just distractions wearing a mask. If something keeps stealing your calm, don't keep letting it back in. The door to your peace shouldn't swing open for just anyone. You also have to stop trying to explain yourself to everyone. If someone keeps misunderstanding you, if someone twists your words, if someone only hears what they want to hear, protect your peace by stopping the conversation. Not everything deserves a response. Not everyone gets access to your clarity. You don't owe your peace to people who can't respect it. The more you try to prove yourself, the more energy you lose, and the more energy you lose, the less peace you have. Peace is not passive, it's not about doing nothing, it's about being intentional. It's waking up and choosing what kind of energy you want to carry. It's being mindful about what you allow into your mind first thing in the morning. It's deciding what kind of conversations you want to entertain. If the first thing you see in the morning is something negative, your peace starts at a deficit. You've got to be more careful with the energy you absorb before the day even begins. You also need to protect your peace from your own habits. The way you talk to yourself matters. The things you say in your head, the way you criticize your progress, the way you hold on to guilt. All of that chips away at your peace. You've got to start being more patient with your growth. You're not going to get everything right. You're not going to feel strong every day. But you don't have to be perfect to be at peace. You just have to stop punishing yourself for every mistake. Learn from it, adjust, and move forward. That's how you stay free. And when you make a decision to protect your peace, you're going to disappoint some people. That's okay. People who benefit from your chaos won't clap for your calm. People who are used to controlling your time won't like your boundaries. But peace is personal. It doesn't need approval. It needs commitment. So stop trying to keep everyone comfortable while you're breaking down inside. It's not selfish to protect your peace. It's responsible. Because when your mind is clear, your life is better. You think better. You decide better. You show up better. There are also moments when your peace will be tested by things you didn't expect. A sudden change, a harsh word, an unfair outcome. In those moments, the test is not how fast you react. The test is how steady you can remain. Do you panic or do you pause? Do you attack or do you assess? Peace is the space between what happens and what you do next. That space is where your power lives. If you can hold it, you've won. Don't expect peace to stay if you don't take care of it. Like anything else valuable, it requires attention. That means rest when you need it. That means quiet time without guilt. That means walking away from tension, even when it's easier to stay. You can't protect your peace if you're constantly living in chaos. That chaos might be disguised as busyness. It might be disguised as responsibility. But if it's pulling you away from your center, it's a cost you can't afford. You're not here to carry everything. You're not here to fix everyone. You're not here to be available every second of the day. You're here to live with purpose. And purpose requires focus. Focus requires space. And space is only possible when your peace is guarded. So take a deep look at your life right now. Where are the leaks? What conversations leave you tense? What habits leave you tired? What people leave you uncertain? These aren't just annoyances. They're signals. They're pointing to places where your peace needs protection. Don't ignore those signs. Respond to them. Clean your space. Clear your calendar. Let go of guilt. Say no when you need to. And say yes to things that restore you, that ground you, that remind you of who you want to be. The longer you live in reaction, the harder peace becomes. But the moment you start protecting it, things shift. You start feeling lighter. You start hearing your own thoughts again. You start remembering your goals. You stop running from stress and start building strength. And every time you choose your peace over pressure, you're building a stronger version of yourself. One that doesn't get pulled into every storm. One that doesn't need to prove anything. One that knows the real power isn't in control, it's in calm. This is how you protect your peace, like it truly matters. Not once. Not occasionally, but daily, through small choices, through real awareness, through quiet strength. Because the more you protect it, the more you realize, it's not just peace, it's freedom, it's clarity, it's the foundation for every other part of your life. And when you have that, you're no longer easily shaken. You're steady, you're clear, you're focused, and no one gets to take that from you. Not anymore. Chapter 6. Stop letting small stuff turn into big problems. Most of what ruins a person's day doesn't come from huge events. It's the small stuff. A small delay. A minor comment. A glance that feels off. A tone that didn't sound right. A word taken the wrong way. And suddenly, that small thing becomes the center of your thoughts. You replay it. You overanalyze it. You attach a story to it. And without realizing it, something that could have been brushed off in a moment now takes hours of your energy. This is how people let small stuff turn into big problems. Not because the situation is powerful, but because their attention gives it power. You have to be smarter than your triggers. You have to start asking yourself one important question. Is this really worth it? And you've got to ask it early, before your reaction takes over. When you catch something bothering you, stop and ask, is this something I'll care about tomorrow? Next week? Next year? If the answer is no, don't give it your peace today. That's how you protect your life from getting overwhelmed by the little things that don't truly matter. You don't rise by reacting to everything. You rise by deciding what deserves your time and what doesn't. Someone forgot to reply to your message. That's not a crisis. Someone misunderstood you. That doesn't need to become a personal attack. The line was too long. The driver was slow. The coffee was wrong. These aren't problems. These are moments, and moments pass, unless you hold on to them. When you hold on to the small stuff, it snowballs. What could have been a shrug becomes a spiral. Now your mind's involved. Your emotions are stirred. You talk about it. You complain. You carry the frustration into your next interaction. You're short with someone who had nothing to do with it. Now you've spread the energy. One small thing has now affected multiple moments of your day. This is how your peace gets chipped away piece by piece. You need to develop the skill of emotional filtering. Not everything that touches you deserves a full response. Just because you notice something doesn't mean you need to react to it. Let people be people. Let the world be the world. You don't have to like everything. You don't have to approve. But you do have to protect your peace, and that means letting some things go without turning them into stories in your head. Sometimes your mind will try to convince you that something small is huge. That's where discipline comes in. You've got to challenge that voice. Not everything is deep. Not every comment is a sign. Sometimes things happen, and they don't mean anything personal. But if you keep personalizing everything, you'll live in a constant state of stress. You'll turn every mistake into a betrayal. Every inconvenience into an insult. And that's exhausting. Your mind needs space to stay clear. It can't do that if it's always occupied with little offenses. You need to create space between what happens and what you decide to think about it. That space is where maturity lives. That space is where you choose clarity over chaos. And you choose it on purpose. Start practicing letting things slide. You don't need to speak on everything. You don't need to prove you noticed. You don't need to fix it all. Sometimes the best thing you can do for your peace is say nothing, move on, and carry your calm into the next part of your day. That doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're strong enough to know what matters and what doesn't. And when you start getting better at this, you begin to feel lighter. You'll notice your days aren't as heavy. You're not drained by nonsense. You're not emotionally worn out by minor situations. You don't waste time arguing over things that go away by tomorrow. And the energy you used to spend reacting, you can now spend creating, building, and enjoying. Think about how much time you've lost to things that never really mattered. The arguments you replayed in your mind. The comments you took personally. The energy you gave to things that could have been solved by silence. That's time you'll never get back. But you can stop that pattern now. You can choose to do it differently moving forward. That starts with awareness. When something small upsets you, name it. Say it out loud if you have to. This is small. This isn't worth it. That pattern trains your brain to separate what's urgent from what's just noise. It reminds you that you're in control of your focus. You get to decide what sticks and what slides. The more you practice this, the more you grow. And growth is obvious. People around you will notice that you don't get thrown off easily anymore. You'll feel more grounded. Your reactions will become measured. Your emotions won't swing so wide. You'll be able to hold space for problems without letting them live inside you. This doesn't mean you never deal with real issues. It means you save your energy for what truly needs your attention. You don't get exhausted by the daily bumps. You don't carry every minor frustration. You stop carrying small annoyances like they're major injuries. And that changes everything. Your relationships improve. You stop jumping to conclusions. You stop assuming the worst. You start asking better questions instead of reacting defensively. You start giving people more grace. You start trusting your ability to let go. And as a result, your peace deepens. Don't let something small destroy a good moment. Don't let one rude word ruin your mood. Don't let one mistake cancel out the entire day. Step back. Take a breath. Look at the big picture. You're too valuable to be shaken by every little thing. You've got goals. You've got purpose. You've got a life to build. You can't do that if you're always reacting to small problems like they're permanent setbacks. So today, when something small shows up, and it will pause, ask yourself if it's really worth the mental space. Ask yourself if it deserves your peace. If it doesn't, leave it right there. Move on. Refocus. Save your energy for what really moves you forward. That's how you stay strong. That's how you grow. That's how you stop turning small stuff into big problems that were never meant to grow that big in the first place. Chapter 7. Go through your day with strong self-respect only. Self-respect isn't about being proud or showing off. It's about knowing your worth without needing others to validate it. When you walk through your day with strong self-respect, you stop begging for attention. You stop explaining yourself to people who aren't listening. You stop chasing approval. You start living with a different posture, one that says, I know who I am, and I don't need to shrink, pretend, or apologize for being true to myself. That kind of posture doesn't just change how you feel, it changes how the world responds to you. Strong self-respect shows up in your smallest decisions. It's not loud. It's not about telling people you love yourself. It's about the way you protect your time. The way you say no without guilt. The way you hold yourself in rooms where no one claps for you. When you carry self-respect, you move differently. You stop waiting to be picked. You pick yourself. You stop entertaining disrespect just to keep the peace. You walk away when the energy feels off. You know what you bring, and you don't let anyone make you forget it. When you wake up in the morning, Before the world pulls on you, check in with yourself. Ask, how do I want to feel today? And then build your choices around that answer. If you want to feel strong, then you don't give your time to people who tear you down. If you want to feel clear, then you don't scroll through negativity. If you want to feel calm, then you don't get pulled into gossip or chaos. Self-respect means you honor what you need before you get lost in what others want from you. Every time you put yourself last to keep someone else happy, you chip away at your own value. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be kind. It means your kindness should include yourself. A lot of people confuse kindness with self-sacrifice. But there's a difference between helping and shrinking. If you have to shrink to fit in, to keep someone close, or to avoid conflict, you're not operating from self-respect. You're operating from fear. And fear doesn't build strong lives. Going through your day with self-respect also means being honest about what you tolerate. Every time you laugh at a joke that insults you, every time you stay quiet when you should speak up, every time you agree just to avoid tension, you train yourself to stay small. And the more you do that, the less you recognize yourself. You wake up one day and feel off, disconnected. That's the result of ignoring your standards too often. You have to remember that your energy is your responsibility. Nobody else is going to protect it for you. People will take advantage of your time if you don't set boundaries. They'll use your silence to assume your consent. If you don't stand up for yourself, don't be surprised when others walk over you. You teach people how to treat you by what you allow, what you stop, and what you walk away from. Walking away isn't weakness. It's strength. It's clarity. It's a sign that you value your peace more than pointless conversations. Not everyone deserves an explanation. Not everyone deserves access to you. The more you respect yourself, the more selective you become. And that's a good thing, because your time is limited. Your energy is valuable. Your presence should be earned, not expected. When you walk with self-respect, you stop over-explaining. You stop apologizing for setting boundaries. You stop feeling bad for choosing yourself. Some people will call you selfish for that. That's okay. Their discomfort is not your problem. If someone loses access to you because you started respecting yourself more, they were never meant to stay. Let them go. Protect your space. Focus on building a life that feels good on the inside, not one that just looks good on the outside. Every decision you make either strengthens or weakens your self-respect. So make decisions that align with your values. Don't say yes when your heart says no. Don't smile when your gut says this isn't right. The more honest you are with yourself, the more powerful you become. People who are true to themselves don't need to be loud. Their presence speaks for them. Their actions reflect what they stand for. They don't seek validation. They live in alignment. Living with strong self-respect also means you don't let failures define you. You can make mistakes without losing your value. You can fall without calling yourself a failure. Respecting yourself means being kind to yourself when you mess up. It means holding yourself accountable without shaming yourself. Growth doesn't come from self-attack. It comes from understanding, learning, and doing better next time. You respect yourself enough to keep going. Not because it's easy, but because you deserve to live a life built on truth, not fear. Your tone matters too. The way you speak to yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you respond to people who test you. Self-respect shows in the way you handle discomfort. You don't have to argue. You don't have to raise your voice. You don't have to win every exchange. You know who you are. You know what you stand for. That quiet confidence speaks louder than any words. When your self-respect is strong, you don't chase people. You don't try to prove your worth. You focus on your path. You keep building. You let your results speak. And slowly the right people show up. People who respect your boundaries. People who value your time. People who match your energy. You stop settling for crumbs because you know you bring the whole table. This is how you move through your day. With your head high, your boundaries clear, and your energy clean. You don't react to everything. You don't entertain everyone. You stay focused. You stay steady. And you don't forget who you are, even when the world tries to distract you. You owe it to yourself to stop shrinking. You owe it to yourself to stop apologizing for your growth. You owe it to yourself to live from a place of truth, not pressure. Self-respect isn't something you wait for. It's something you give yourself. Through your choices, through your habits, through your standards. Every time you honor what you need, you grow stronger. Every time you say no to what drains you, you grow clearer. Every time you walk away from what disrespects you, you grow freer. This is your responsibility. This is your power. And this is how you take your day back, by choosing to carry your self-respect with you through everything you do. Chapter 8. Shift your focus when someone tries to annoy you. When someone tries to get under your skin, the first thing you feel is a shift, a slight tension, a moment of resistance. Your body feels it before your mind even reacts. Your heart rate picks up, your thoughts begin to sharpen, and your attention locks onto what just happened. That's the moment where most people give in. They let the other person win, not because they were right or stronger, but because they managed to control your focus. They pulled you into their energy. They planted a seed of irritation, and you watered it with your attention. That's how annoyance grows. It feeds on your reaction. It feeds on the power you give it by staying focused on the wrong thing. What you have to understand is this: people who try to annoy you are rarely interested in understanding you. They're not looking for resolution. They're not even thinking about growth. They're trying to pull you into their state, and the moment you match their energy, you're no longer protecting your peace. You're fighting in their arena, by their rules. That's where you lose control. Not because of what they did, but because you didn't shift your focus soon enough. Focus is everything. Where your focus goes, your feelings follow. If you focus on what they said, you'll start to feel attacked. If you focus on their attitude, you'll feel disrespected. If you focus on their tone, you'll feel offended. But if you shift your focus to what matters, your mood, your response, your goals, you regain your balance. The situation doesn't control you anymore. You've taken your power back, not by fighting harder, but by choosing where your energy belongs. Someone can only annoy you if you're available to be annoyed. That doesn't mean you ignore reality. It means you don't surrender to every distraction. You build a habit of redirecting your attention. When someone throws off energy that doesn't serve you, you don't have to receive it. You don't have to answer every provocation. You don't have to explain your calm. You protect your peace by choosing not to follow their lead. There are people in this world who thrive on chaos. They're fueled by conflict. They aren't happy unless someone else is uncomfortable. And if you're not careful, they'll keep pulling you into situations that drain your spirit. You can't afford to let that happen. You've got too much to focus on, too many good things to build, too much energy needed for your growth. So the moment you sense someone pushing for a reaction, take a step back inside yourself and decide, am I going to give them what they want, or am I going to guard my energy and move on? You don't have to prove anything in that moment. You don't need the last word. You don't need to make them see your side. That need to win the exchange is what keeps people stuck in cycles of irritation. Let go of the urge to respond to everything. Learn to walk away with peace still intact. That's strength. That's growth. Every time you shift your focus away from what triggers you, you're training your mind to stay strong. You're not escaping the situation, you're choosing your response. That's the difference between reacting and leading yourself. Anyone can react, but not everyone can stay centered when someone tries to pull them off course. That's a skill. That's a muscle you build every day. The next time someone tries to push your buttons, pause. Mentally step out of the moment. Ask yourself, what deserves my attention right now? If the answer is peace, stay calm. If the answer is progress, stay focused. If the answer is clarity, let the noise pass. Your reaction is not your identity. It's a choice. And the more aware you become, the more power you have over what affects you. You'll notice that when you stop feeding the annoyance, it dies quickly. The person who came looking for conflict loses interest. They move on, and you move forward with your peace intact. You didn't lose time. You didn't lose control. You didn't lower yourself to their level. You stayed rooted in what actually matters. That's how you rise above the nonsense. Don't underestimate the value of walking away. That one decision can save you hours of frustration. It can protect relationships that matter. It can keep your mind clear for what's truly important. Walking away isn't weak. It's wise. It means you know your worth. And you're not trading it for temporary emotion. It means you know what your energy is worth. And you're not giving it away for free. Start building this practice into your daily life. When something starts to bother you, shift your focus. Change your scenery. Get up and walk. Breathe deeply. Turn your attention to something that reminds you of your goals. Play a song that calms you down. Think about someone you admire and ask yourself how they would respond. That break, that moment of redirection, is powerful. It gives you space to choose your next move. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes. You'll also start noticing how much peace lives in that shift. When you stop giving your time to irritations, you create room for creativity. When you stop entertaining petty drama, you find clarity. When you stop focusing on what others are doing wrong, you can focus on what you need to do right. Your focus shapes your future. Guard it. There's something deeply empowering about staying calm when someone expects you to break. When someone pushes and you don't move. When someone tries to provoke and you don't respond. You're not avoiding conflict. You're mastering your response. You're not being passive. You're being deliberate. You're refusing to be controlled by someone else's immaturity. And don't just do this for the tough moments. Practice it in everyday life. When you get cut off in traffic, when someone is slow in line, when a coworker is being difficult, those are all chances to practice your focus. To remind yourself, this moment doesn't control me. I choose where my attention goes. And you'll find that most of what once bothered you now passes without leaving a mark. Your mind becomes lighter. Your days become smoother. Your reactions become fewer. And your energy becomes focused on what truly matters. Growth, peace, progress, and purpose. That's how you build emotional discipline. That's how you stop letting others control your mood. That's how you grow into someone who cannot be shaken by simple provocations. So from now on, when someone tries to annoy you, don't take the bait. Don't give them your energy. Don't invite their chaos into your day. Shift your focus, ground yourself in your values, and walk forward with peace, not because they deserved it, but because you did. That's how you stay in control. That's how you protect your energy. That's how you become unshakable. Chapter 9. Strengthen your mindset so you can't be moved. Your mindset is your foundation. It decides how you respond to pressure, how you process disappointment, and how you carry yourself when life isn't going your way. If that foundation is weak, every little thing shakes you. Someone's opinion breaks your confidence. One failure makes you want to quit. One rejection keeps you stuck for days. But if your mindset is strong, nothing moves you that easily. You stay grounded. You stay focused. You get back up faster. And you keep moving forward regardless of what comes your way. A strong mindset isn't something you're born with. It's something you build. It's shaped by what you practice, what you tolerate, and what you tell yourself every single day. It's built when you stop waiting for everything to be easy. It's built when you accept that challenges are part of growth. You train your mind to stop seeing every obstacle as a threat and start seeing it as a chance to level up. That shift changes everything. You don't build strength by avoiding problems. You build strength by learning how to face them without letting them break your rhythm. When your mind is strong, your feelings don't decide everything. Your emotions don't get to drive. You might feel tired, but you still do the work. You might feel irritated, but you don't snap. You might feel uncertain, but you don't let fear make your decisions. That's the kind of power that comes from inner discipline, not outside motivation. Every day, life is going to test you. There's going to be resistance. There's going to be people who doubt you, delays you didn't expect, and outcomes you didn't want. But the goal is not to avoid these things. The goal is to grow into someone who doesn't fold under them. That means showing up even when you don't feel like it. That means keeping your standards high, even when no one's watching. That means holding your peace even when the world is loud. And the only way you do that is by strengthening your mindset on purpose. You don't wake up with mental strength by accident. You create it through what you feed your mind. The content you consume, the words you speak to yourself, the people you listen to, these are all shaping your mind every single day. If you're constantly feeding yourself fear, comparison, gossip and doubt, you're not going to feel strong. You're going to feel scattered, anxious and uncertain. But when you start feeding your mind with clarity, truth, self-respect and purpose, you begin to shift. Start being more selective about what you allow in. Be more mindful of what you repeat in your head. Speak to yourself like someone who is growing, someone who is learning, someone who is capable of handling more. That kind of self-talk is not soft, it's solid. It creates a foundation that doesn't crack every time life throws something new at you. You begin to lead your life instead of reacting to it. You also strengthen your mindset by keeping promises to yourself. Every time you say you're going to do something and you actually follow through, you build trust with yourself. And that trust becomes confidence. You don't need to fake strength when you've earned it through discipline. You feel it in your bones because you know you've done the hard work. You've pushed through when it wasn't convenient. You've stayed consistent when no one else clapped for you. That consistency builds a mindset that doesn't fall apart at the first sign of difficulty. Some days will challenge you more than others. You might get blindsided. You might feel discouraged. That's normal, but what's not okay is staying there. A strong mindset knows how to feel without falling. You can have a bad moment without letting it define your day. You can be disappointed without being destroyed. That's the difference. Weak minds crumble under pressure. Strong minds adjust, reset and move forward. And building that kind of strength doesn't require perfection. It requires awareness. It requires effort. It requires choosing the hard thing when the easy thing looks more comfortable. It's in the small moments. Choosing not to scroll when you need to rest your mind. Choosing to speak calmly instead of exploding. Choosing to get back up when quitting feels more tempting. These aren't dramatic moves, but they add up. They shape the kind of person you become. Your mindset is also affected by the people you surround yourself with. If everyone around you is negative, fearful, or stuck in excuses, it becomes harder to stay sharp. You've got to protect your mental space by choosing relationships that challenge you to be better. Spend time with people who talk about ideas, not just problems. Spend time with people who hold themselves accountable, people who are working on their own discipline. That environment feeds your strength. You have to get tired of being mentally weak. You have to reach a point where you refuse to keep falling apart over the same things. That decision is where your growth begins. You say to yourself, "I don't care how hard it gets. I'm not backing down anymore." That attitude alone changes the way you handle everything. The more you build your mindset, the more unshakable you become. The things that once bothered you won't reach you the same way. The opinions that used to bother you will lose their weight. The fear that used to stop you won't even slow you down. You've become different. Not because the world changed, but because you did. You're not waiting for peace. You've created it inside. You're not hoping for strength. You've built it through repetition. So from now on, pay attention to your thoughts. Not everything that shows up in your head deserves your belief. Not every emotion deserves to be followed. Get good at challenging your own thoughts. Ask yourself, is this helping me grow or keeping me stuck? Train yourself to redirect when your mind starts spiraling. Practice holding your ground when everything tries to knock you off it. The world isn't going to slow down. Challenges aren't going to stop. But your strength can keep growing. You can keep showing up. You can become the kind of person that setbacks don't surprise anymore. You expect resistance and you meet it with resilience. You don't fall apart when something doesn't go your way. You stay grounded and you keep going. This is the kind of strength that doesn't need to be seen to be real. It's not loud. It doesn't need approval, but it's solid. And it carries you through the storms. This is how you live steady. This is how you stop being moved by every little thing. This is how you build a mindset that can handle anything. Chapter 10. Act calm even when someone expects you to snap. Some people are going to push you just to see if they can get a reaction. They're not looking for truth. They're looking for control. They want to see if they can trigger you, unsettle you, make you raise your voice or lose your cool. They expect you to snap, because that's what they're used to. That's what they understand. They feed off chaos and they feel more powerful when they can shake someone else. That's why learning to stay calm in moments where you're expected to break is one of the strongest skills you can ever build. It puts you in charge of your emotions, your actions, and your outcome, regardless of what anyone else says or does. Staying calm isn't about avoiding emotion, it's about handling emotion without letting it handle you. It's about feeling the heat rise inside and still choosing to respond with clarity instead of reacting with anger. It's about being tested and not falling for the trap. It's about reminding yourself in the heat of the moment, "I've worked too hard to lose myself over this." Because that's exactly what happens when you snap. You stop thinking clearly. You stop making good decisions. You stop being you. You hand over your control to someone who never deserved that kind of power. When someone expects you to lose your temper, when they're trying to bait you into a reaction, you can feel it. You feel the tension. You hear the tone. You sense the setup. And in that exact moment, you have a choice to make. You can react, or you can rise. You can lose your balance, or you can hold your ground. You can prove their expectation right, or you can disappoint them with your silence. Real strength isn't shown in how loud you are. It's in how steady you stay when everything around you is designed to make you explode. When you act calm in the face of confrontation, it sends a message, not to the other person, but to yourself. It tells you that you're in charge now, that no one else can direct your emotions, that you're done being controlled by things outside of your values. This kind of calm isn't passive, it's powerful, it's not weakness, it's wisdom. You're not afraid to respond, you're choosing not to respond in a way that costs you your peace, your clarity, or your growth. The reason most people snap is because they take things personally. They make every comment an attack. They take every disagreement as disrespect. But if you want to build calm, you have to separate what's personal from what's projection. Not everyone who comes at you is really talking about you. Most of the time, they're reacting to their own frustration, their own insecurity, their own lack of control. Don't make their chaos your concern. Don't absorb energy that doesn't belong to you. One of the best ways to stay calm is to practice stillness under pressure. That means holding your body language steady, slowing your breath, keeping your voice low and even. These physical actions help your mind stay grounded. When your body is relaxed, your thoughts are clearer. When you don't look shaken, you don't feel shaken. Practice holding that posture when someone challenges you. Let them bring their noise. Let them expect the usual reaction. But don't give it to them. Show them something different. Show them you've grown past that level. Sometimes people want to make you snap so they can shift the blame. They want you to react so they can say, "See, you're the problem." Don't give them that excuse. Keep your control. Let them carry the weight of their words. Let them deal with their own frustration. You're not responsible for fixing their bad behavior. You're responsible for not joining it. And when you stay calm, you stay free. You don't have to clean up a mess you didn't create. You don't have to apologize for saying something in anger. You don't have to regret how you acted. It also helps to remind yourself what you're really protecting. You're not just protecting the moment, you're protecting your energy, your peace, your relationships, and your long-term reputation. You're choosing not to let a 5-minute problem create a long-term consequence. When you stay calm, you protect your ability to lead yourself. You protect your ability to think. And when you can think clearly, you can move with purpose instead of emotion. Every time you act calm under pressure, you make it easier the next time. You build a track record with yourself. You stop being so reactive. You start responding with more wisdom. You get better at reading people, reading situations, and recognizing when something is a setup. You don't fall into every trap. You don't need to explain yourself to every critic. You learn to let go of what's not yours to carry. That's where real calm comes from. Not from pretending you're okay, but from knowing you don't need to fight every battle that invites you. One key thing that helps you stay calm is knowing what your values are. When you're clear on what matters most to you, it's easier to ignore what doesn't. If peace is your priority, you won't let a petty comment pull you into conflict. If growth is your focus, you won't let a distraction take you off your path. If respect is part of your standard, you won't trade it just to win an argument. Being calm isn't about letting people walk over you, it's about walking past what's beneath you. You also need to stop keeping score with people. Don't waste your calm trying to make someone else see your side. Some people aren't looking for understanding, they're looking for control. Let them play their games. You're playing for something higher now. You're working on yourself. You're building your discipline. You're learning how to master your emotions. That's the real win. Not snapping back. Not proving them wrong. But walking away with your self-respect still intact. And this doesn't mean you don't stand up for yourself. It means you choose when and how to do it. It means you speak with clarity instead of anger. You act with control instead of ego. You decide what's worth addressing and what's better left behind. That kind of maturity takes practice. But once you have it, no one can take it from you. Every day gives you a new chance to practice this. Someone cuts you off in traffic. Someone says something out of line. Someone challenges you in a way that feels unfair. And in that moment, the choice is yours. Do you let your emotions explode, or do you show yourself what calm looks like? Not for them, for you, for your growth, for your future, for the person you're becoming. The calm response isn't always the easy one, but it's always the better one. It protects what matters. It preserves your focus. It earns respect. It teaches you how strong you really are. Because anyone can explode. Anyone can shout. Anyone can let emotion run wild. But it takes real strength to stay composed when everything around you is designed to make you lose it. And that strength becomes your shield, your habit, your standard. So start building it now. Start with the next challenge, the next test, the next person who expects you to snap. Stay calm, stay clear, stay in control. Let your calm speak for you. Let your discipline lead. And watch how powerful you become when nothing and no one can shake you from your center. That's real power. That's real growth. That's the mindset that takes you to the next level.